Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now is Jeff Knox from it's the Firearm Coalition, yeah?
Right.
Okay. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. Yeah, I just had like a thing happen. It was horrible.
Well, it's only been, 30 years that we've known each other, Bill?
Well, it's been a while, but, anyway. But, you know, I don't think of you as Firearms Coalition. I think of you as Jeff Knox. And so that's why I wanted to lean out and get you. First of all, is our canine buddy, is he okay? Is he holding up?
Yeah, he seems to be doing real well. I talked with a vet. I've gotten him a little bit of medication and some stuff to clean the wounds out. And we're just going to have to go big hunting.
Yeah, that would see. There's very little. There's a lot of things that scare me. But like a Bigfoot came into my backyard trying to get my dog, I'm out there with a 10 millimeter gun. You're done,
well,
big dog.
We were blessed last year that we realized with the housing market going crazy, we were able to basically swap our little residential tract home outside of Phoenix for acreage and a little home out in the Tombstone area in southeast Arizona. And it is absolutely gorgeous down here, but we've got snakes and javelina and various critters on the property. And so we have to be a little bit careful. But my big old dog decided that he was going to go chase something yesterday evening, and I'm pretty sure he got into a mess of javelina and came back with a few puncture wounds. And so he's doing good. He's sounding good and looking good and a little more perky now.
For those as ignorant as I was earlier today, javelina are apparently a cross between a gigantic muskrat and a wild boar.
And
they do have the tusks and everything else, and they are particularly nasty sort of rodent type animals and everything. And one of Jeff's dog got out there and ran into one of them, and it ran into his dog a few times and left a few wounds there. So, yeah, I'd be out there going, up. Oh, well, you know, I got this 45-70, this 10-millimeter. Time to go out there.
Yeah.
Leave a few javelina carcasses out there. I've never heard that phrase before. Anyway, so let's talk. So we had the Bruin case. We had the Bruin case, and we had I knew Clarence Thomas was a big Second Amendment guy. I did not know he was as much a detailed big Second Amendment guy he was. Not only did we get that, but he also got out there and said, and from here on out, y'all, if you guys are going to consider Second Amendment cases, this is the standard by which you have to consider them.
Yep.
So he put a bunch of stuff out, and just as soon as he did that, Hochul and Eric Davis, they went, I mean, and interestingly, Bruin was about New York State, and they just went full-on tyrannical. As we're looking at this stuff, how much of this stuff do you think will be... I mean, all of it's going to get challenged, isn't it?
Yes, and actually the judge, a group challenged it. I'm not sure which one. It might have been Firearms Policy Coalition. It might have been Gun Owners. It might have been somebody else. But they challenged it, and the judge said they didn't have standing, which is one of the biggest problems in our whole system, is this issue of standing when you're going against the government. But so the judge basically said, no, you've got to have somebody who was arrested for violating the law in order to have standing, and that shouldn't be on a constitutional issue. But at any rate, he turned it down on standing, but said on the evidence that they presented is really compelling that you guys are screwing up New York State, but because these people don't have standing, we're not going to put a hold on this, which means that their law went into effect today, and they've declared Times Square to be a sensitive area. So business owners in Times Square and a block around Times Square were getting letters saying, hey, just because you've got a permit to have a gun in your business, you can't do that anymore, and you need to come and bring your gun to the police or something else because you can't have it there. And that's just, you know, it can't stand, but we're going to have martyrs in the meantime. We're going to have this law being enforced, and it's going to be a problem, and eventually we'll get a judge to throw the thing out. But for right now, New York State and particularly New York City is really clamping down. They say that they've had something like a 54% increase in applications. And one of the ironies of it is that New York's carry permit was one of the most liberal in the country. If you could get a New York carry permit,
right,
you were golden. You could go anywhere, anytime, no restrictions, basically. And now they're, you know, that, so it's really, this whole thing has really screwed it up for those 20 guys who had carry permits in New York. But now it's opening it up to everybody else, and hopefully we'll get this squared away. I'm really thrilled with Clarence Thomas. He's been my favorite for decades. When everybody else was loving Scalia, I was still loving Clarence Thomas. He was my guy, and boy, he really proved himself with the Bruin decision. And my only concern is that the litigation, as the dominoes fall, is trying to go too fast. There's an issue that's really out there on that will challenge the NFA, and you know that these judges are really going to balk at the idea of throwing out any part, much less the whole thing, of the NFA, and so that's my concern, is that we overreach too soon. We need those bricks stacked up so that the foundation is really solid before we go for the big, you know, the high fruit. Let's get the low hanging fruit.
The neck,
first.
Before we go for the neck.
Right. That's right. Before we go for the jugular.
The jugular.
Carlin Carter.
The jugular. Yeah, yeah. The jugular vein. I like the jugular vein. But, I did not know that. I got a couple of questions for you when we get back.
Okay.
Jeff Knox,
FirearmCoalition.org.
FirearmCoalition.org. He hearkens from a time when the NRA was actually an advocacy group and not a haberdashery or a travel company or as they are right now, just absolutely silent on most things. They just, I don't know exactly what they're doing or what they're existing in it as.
Feeding lawyers now. That's what they do, is feed lawyers.
I guess so. Are you going to go to Indianapolis? You will, won't you?
If it happens, yeah.
I'm going. If it happens, like you said.
Anyway,
hang on for us. We'll be right back talking to Jeff Knox, Firearms Coalition. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You were talking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. You were mentioning how actually liberal the which actually means liberty inducing or something like that. The permit was in New York City. The permit that they had in California a few years back, I mean, if you had a permit in California, you could carry a gun in a school or in a hospital or anywhere a cop could carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they did something quite unbidden, but I mean, nobody was going out there that had a carry permit and going out shooting up a school, but somewhere out there they lost all of those provisions, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they've got more bad law on the way. Anybody in California needs to be contacting their legislators right now because they're pushing just as New York is. And what that's going to mean, practically speaking, is that you're going to have some martyrs along the way, some people whose lives are going to be screwed up and possibly destroyed. And then it's going to cost the state a whole lot of money to defend these unconstitutional laws, and they're going to lose. And that's the bottom line. And people in California need to tell your legislators to stop it. And this is one of the key things, Bill, that we see over and over and over again all over the country, is that these jurisdictions decide that these restrictive laws have to go in place for community safety, but right next door, or just two states over or whatever, you've got liberty and freedom, and you don't have higher crime and more gun violence, as they like to call it. And we've proven it over and over again. They say, oh, no, if we allow this law, then, you know, all hell's going to break loose. There's going to be blood in the streets. There's going to be all of these. And it doesn't happen. It never has happened. We've proven it over and over again. And one of the questions I've always asked is, what makes people in California stupider and less responsible than people in Arizona or Montana or Texas or Oklahoma? Do the voters, the residents of California, New York, Maryland, really believe that their people are less intelligent, less responsible, less trustworthy than the folks in Alabama, Arizona? It's crazy. I do not understand the mindset, except that it just boils down to control freaks want to control, and that's what they try and do.
I wanted to know what you think about this. I look at them, and I mentioned this to somebody earlier today. I look at the left, and they've taken the mask off now. They, you know, it's not about trying to have a discourse or, you know, listen to me and let me try to persuade you into my way of thinking. None of that stuff is, you know, we're fascists or semi-fascists, whatever that is. And when they get out there, it really interests me as I look at their little templates that they lay in place, because they're always using avatars. Trump voters, MAGA people, gun owners. And they're out there and they're saying, well, we clearly hate you and we'd probably kill you. Like the event that I saw the other day where everybody was sending me this picture, but Antifa decided to arm up to the teeth and go all ninja. And they were providing armed guards for a drag queen show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
with kids there.
With kids, yeah.
Yeah, the drag queen presentation on the street, outside of a business, doing table dances for children, and taking money. You know, here, little boy, stick a dollar bill in my G-string. Isn't that fun? It's mind-boggling. And really, with all of the things, this has been one of the busiest years in gun rights history, and it's been busy in both directions, but it all comes to a crux in November at least for this year. It all comes to a crux in November. And right now, Republicans are really working hard to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. Yeah.
It's what they do. You know, it's what they do. And the big mistake that's being made is people are making this election about Donald Trump and the FBI raid on Donald Trump's house and all of the attacks on Donald Trump. Folks, please. Get away from talking about Donald Trump. We need to be talking about Joe Biden and his Democrat colleagues and what they are doing to destroy this country. That needs to be the focus. If we let them shift the focus over to Donald Trump while the assault on Mar-a-Lago, while the attacks on Donald Trump activate a good segment of the Republican base, it activates the whole Democratic base. And we need to stop talking about that, because if we don't get back to the economy, gun rights, the gas prices and inflation, if we don't get back to that, and Afghanistan, for crying out loud, we're at 1 year anniversary of that debacle. Oh, they're not going to be taking people off the roof like they did in Vietnam, he says, days before they're taking people off the roof of the embassy. We've got to get this focus back on. I try and be nonpartisan, but the Democrats have decided that this is a partisan issue and that they're going to be the anti-right party, and the only alternative to that is the Republican Party. And if gun owners, gun voters don't get out and actively work for Republican candidates, even the bad ones, because majorities really, really matter.
Yep.
Then we're going to have a problem in the next year, because they're going to claim, oh, this is a mandate. And Joe Biden has a mandate to continue what he's been doing. And that's something that we can't afford that. We just simply can't afford it.
Hang on for me. Talk to Jeff Knox from Firearms Coalition. We'll be right back. You can find them at firearmcoalition.org. Like I said, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be addressing the American people about threats he believes to democracy in a speech tonight in Philadelphia. Republicans are planning a prebuttal to the speech by highlighting Democrats' record on crime and inflation. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes it's actually the president that doesn't understand America.
The problem with Joe Biden is he does not understand the soul of America. The tens of millions of hardworking, law-abiding citizens that he vilifies, they want a stronger, safer, more prosperous America, and all he does is vilify them to distract from the disasters and no plan he has to save America from where we are today.
AAA estimates 137 million people will be traveling over the long Labor Day weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. A historic space launch that had to be rescheduled is now set for this weekend.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a two-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Multiple buses in Chicago with illegal immigrants from Texas arrived on Wednesday. One Venezuelan illegal immigrant says his main request is for a place to stay.
We just crossed the border from Mexico yesterday, and they say that they were going, we were going to be assisted here, and that's not true.
Chicago is the latest city targeted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott's attempt to draw attention to the southern border crisis by sending buses to big cities. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Jeff Knox. He is with the Firearm Coalition. Are you like the director?
I'm the boss man.
That's the boss man.
The director is my official title. I've been running the coalition since my dad died in 2005. And it's hard to believe that I've been running the Firearms Coalition for almost as long or about as long as my father did. But of course he was a legend. And speaking of legends, I noticed the ad that you just ran for Paul Vallone's book, Rules for Anti-Radicals.
Yeah.
What a great book. Everybody needs to get a copy of that. Read it, study it. Put it in action, because Paul is absolutely right. What he brings forward in that book is absolutely right. It's useful. And in this day and age, you mentioned the NRA earlier and the problems that they've been going through. I think that there's a good chance that the NRA, as we know, well, it's an absolute certainty. The NRA, as we have known it for many years, is not going to exist for many years longer.
Right.
It probably next year is going to be turned over to somebody else by a New York judge, and who knows what will come out of that. But what people need to understand is that you're the gun lobby. Each and every one of us, we are the gun lobby. And folks like me, folks like the NRA, folks like your local grassroots group, all we are is a focuser. All we are is a help your voice be heard with all of the others. And with the megaphone of NRA being basically taken away or given away, that hurts our movement, and we need to make up for it by not just sending a couple of bucks to the Firearms Coalition or Gun Owners of America or your favorite local grassroots group, which it's a good idea to do those things, but you need to be more active, more involved, pay more attention than you ever have in the past. No matter how involved you've been, I encourage you, be more involved for these next few years until all of this sort of sorts itself out and we're back on a better track with better voices out there. As I said in my latest newsletter, lobbyists are just tools, just like politicians. We're tools. We're your tools. We're supposed to work for you and help you get what you want. And so, you know, your tool chest is being damaged really badly. You know, somebody stole your big Snap-on box, and so now you've got to use that crescent wrench and the hammer as much as you possibly can, because nobody's going to do it for you. It's up to you, and I encourage all your listeners, get more active than you already are, because it really matters right now.
I have read that when they're considering a bill, that some senators and representatives, if they get as few as 50 notifications about something going in a certain direction, that they will pay attention to that. But here's my question. Now, I know that there's no way for, and most of these guys that are serving, aren't most of them lawyers that are serving Congress?
Oh, yeah.
So all these lawyers, you would think, number one, they would understand what constitutionality means. But apparently they're superficial lawyers because they specialized in some area or something. Or maybe they never practiced law, for all I know. They just became a politician. Mm-hmm. And aren't most of them either good or bad? Aren't most of them very ignorant of Second Amendment issues? They don't really know what goes on with that. They don't know how often, say, for example, well, they don't know John Lott's data. Let's put it that way. They don't know John Lott's data. I mean, even the ones
absolutely.
You know, we got a few like Todd Massey who can talk about certain things, and Chip Roy, he can talk about a few things. But I mean, so what?
For most of these politicians, and again, this is something that I've said for a long, long time. Most politicians are prostitutes. Their objective, their most important issue is for them to be reelected. That's their number one issue. And to them, virtually everything is a political issue, including gun rights. And they don't really understand it. They're not true believers as you and I are. And this is one of the things that gun voters really need to understand. You can't hold stupid things that politicians do. You can't hold that against them unless they keep doing it and they become leaders in that wrongness. A Republican politician who votes wrong on a stupid bill, made a stupid mistake, he made a political maneuver and thought that it was going to help him somehow. These Republicans that crossed over to vote for Biden's safe schools bill and accept gun control in that bill, well, there's a lot of people who want to really punish those Republicans. And the truth is, gun voters are better at punishing backstabbers than they are at fighting frontline attackers. And we need to change that. If you want to replace that, what they call a rhino Republican, do it in the primary. Because if you don't beat him in the primary, you don't have a choice in the general. You must vote for that Republican in the general, because if you don't, then Chuck Schumer is going to be the majority leader in the Senate, and we're going to keep the crazy lady in the House, and that's the way it's going to go. We have to hold our nose and not just vote for these guys. We have to work for them, because we've got to make sure that the Republicans have the majority this year or else we're going to be in deep, deep trouble. And even if that means that it's a majority that has quite a few rhinos in it or quite a few guys who don't understand gun rights, we have to get that majority, because if we don't have it, we don't have anything. And it's a hard pill to swallow. A lot of guys that I talk to, you know, get mad at me for saying that, but it's simply the political fact. And we have to be on top of these guys all the time, be educating them, be informing them, and letting them know that making political decisions like these guys who did this safe schools bill, that was a bad political decision.
Yeah, you put it best one time. I was talking about something. You said it's an unforced error. That was an unforced error, because they didn't have to consider any of this. But
they should have put forward their own bill. It's what they should have done.
Yeah.
But instead they want to try and soften the Democrats' bill. Well, that's a bad idea. It's just a bad idea from the get-go.
They didn't actually compromise anything. We got nothing out of that. So that was my whole thing. If they wanted to do something, okay, get us something for it. But they didn't do that at all. Coming up on the last break, tell everybody how to find you one more time, please, sir.
FirearmsCoalition.org. Firearms with an S. Firearms Coalition, all one word, .org. It's been a tough year for us. We've had personal setbacks. I've only gotten my second newsletter for the year is going out right now, and that's how we live, is by that newsletter and the money that comes in from it. So if you can help us out, we appreciate it. FirearmsCoalition.org. Get on our mailing list and get the information that we're putting out there. And you can always find me in ammoland.com and on firearmsnews.com. But firearmscoalition.org is my site.
We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. And talking with Jeff Knox from Firearms Coalition, talking about the necessity of getting in charge first. Do you think the current crop of politicians that are in there, are they malleable enough to get them to actually do something worth doing?
I think that the potential is there, and I think that we need to start pushing. Right now, we needed to start pushing. We always should be moving pro-rights bills forward, even when we know we can't win. The Firearms Owners Protection Act was introduced back in 1979 and didn't get passed until 1986. It was introduced during the Jimmy Carter administration. When Jimmy Carter had both the House and the Senate, and we introduced the Firearms Owners Protection Act, and it ground and ground and ground, and it unified huge numbers of people around the country because there was enough in it that everybody liked something, and so they were advocating for it. And of course, in 1986, when it finally came down to the final vote, Charlie Rangel was in the chair at the in the House and blew right through attaching the Hughes Amendment to it, which banned future sales of machine guns. And so what a lot of the younger generation remembers about the Firearms Owners Protection Act is only the Hughes Amendment, that it was put on there as a poison pill, but the act itself did a lot of really good things to reverse the bad things in the Gun Control Act of 68. And the new crop of guys, they don't know the history, and they really need to study this history. They need to understand where we've been, what we've tried, how we got where we are today, which is we're in a better place today than we were in 1978. It's significantly better. And right now, we've got 25 states that have constitutional carry or almost constitutional carry, and we're going to have 26, 27, maybe 28 next year. We need to get active, get involved, and one of the best ways that you can do that is to become your legislator's go-to guy, that every time they talk to you, you're educating them, bringing them information that they didn't really know or understand, that you're there to help them. when they get the survey from NRA or GOA or their local grassroots group, that they come to you to ask you how do they fill this out to make sure that they're doing everything right. When you can become that go-to guy, that's huge. And it's not as hard as most people think. By being knowledgeable, by being present, by really pinging on the guy all the time, just letting him know that you're there and that you know what you're talking about, you can become his guru on gun rights. And that's a golden place to be. And I would encourage anybody who has the knowledge to push to become that for their local politicians. And remember, little politicians grow up to be big politicians.
Maybe
gun rights
indeed.
Matter all the way down to city council.
They do indeed. I remember when Harvey Milk was assassinated, and I believe Dianne Feinstein, was she the mayor of
right.
San Francisco when that happened? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at her now.
scary stuff.
Yeah, it is indeed very scary. But, you know, having said
well,
all of that.
We're in a really unique place in history right now. And I think that it's critical that the Republicans win in November. And they've been doing some stupid moves on the way to November. And we need to straighten them out and make sure gun rights should be. The Democrats are making gun control a key issue of their campaign this year. And we need to make sure that that bites them in the tush. They need to feel it like they felt it in 1994. That this is the third rail of politics, and the only way that's going to happen is if gun voters stand up on their hind legs and really make noise right now and right up through November.
Well, I mean, you know, I haven't gotten to the provocative part, but I mean, they're doing a lot of. I've been seeing a bunch of polls coming out where 90% of America or 60% of America wants more gun restrictions. And I just wonder where that's coming from, because we know half the states have got permitless carry.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the states have been pushed into shall issue legally. There's a few of them out there making it as difficult as they can make it, which not a shocker. But knowing that, I just wonder where that comes from, and I just think that's part of their. I don't pay any attention to polls anymore. But I'm also. I'll tell you what really angered me the most here recently. I've always thought of Mitch McConnell as this legislative knife fighter who knows how to make a few things happen here and there. Yes, I don't agree with everything he does, but you know. Okay, I've never. Politicians to me have a very limited shelf life, and none of them are heroes. So when he mm-hmm. disappoints me, I don't feel betrayed because you know he's a politician. Here lately, mm-hmm. some of the stuff he's been doing, as you call it, an unforced error. He got on TV the other day and said, "I don't think we're going to win the majority." Whatever it was he said, it may be difficult. You know, he said that, and okay, well, maybe the Republicans could come up with an agenda. Because I don't see
what a concept.
Well, yeah, maybe they could come up with my agenda would be you know what? First thing we're going to do is stop the juggernaut, because if I'm Speaker of the House, nothing passes. Next thing, all these funding bills may not get. You know, I may just you know if I may put a few things out there that have to be done, and if they're not done my way, I may just say, okay, Mr. Biden, if you want to go ahead and shut down the government, I'm game. I've been wanting to play some golf.
Yep.
And I would not blink, yep. And I would not, you know, let them play all the other stuff they've got going on. But at the same time, I told Paul Ballone this in the last segment. I thought America is being red-pilled. Every time I look up, something stupid's happening, like in California, where they're being told, now, listen, don't plug up your electric cars. Just don't do that. That's bad. That would be bad for us, because we might just lose power altogether if you do that. But yep. gas cars are banned, too, by the way.
Yep. Yep.
So anyway.
They want it both ways all the way. And, you know, I remember when they used to call Ron Paul Dr. No.
Yeah.
Because he voted against so much of the junk that they would put forward. And, well, I think that Dr. Oz, they've been making this joke of turning his name sideways and making it look like no. And I think that Dr. Oz, who is not a particular friend to gun owners, but he's running against a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
And I think
can't
that he's
talk right
well
now.
Served to embrace Dr. No, that I'm going to say no to this spending and inflation and this crazy foreign policy. And that's what the Republicans need to be doing, is they need to be standing up. It's got to be about Joe Biden. That,
yeah.
That's what this whole thing has got to be about. And they need to get away from Donald Trump and talking about Donald Trump and making Donald Trump and the FBI raid and all of that part of the issue. It is part of the issue, but it's a part of the issue that fires up the Democratic base. We need to fire them up on money.
Yeah. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Jeff Knox, firearmscoalition.org. Go check them out. Help them out. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.